Shark Chat Freestyle for Friday, August 8th. Is it the 8th? It's now the 8th, because Monday was the 4th. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2014 Dog Days of Podcasting continues. I'm going to do something a little different today. I had a few things noted, but I'm going to skip those and maybe save it for tomorrow. I'll give you updates on the house and whatnot. This is a story I found. Donna was cleaning. She found an old MMC card. It looks like the size and shape of an SD card. An accent talks like an SD card. Why they called them MMC, a multimedia card, I don't know. But she found one, and I said, oh, I used to use those in my first MP3 player. Whole whopping 32 megabytes. And we must have been using them for something else afterwards, because I said, let me take a look at what's on there, expecting to see about 8 songs. But there was a document from Julie that she wrote for her Comm Arts class in 2007. So I'm going to read that to you tonight. It doesn't have a title. It just says, Title by Julie Tomasi. I can't wait until next week, Marina's voice rang over the rest of the hallway noise. I rolled my eyes and turned around to face her with the fakest smile I have. Yeah, I'm really excited. I tried to sound happy. Spending a week with Marina at camp was the last thing anyone would get excited about. It's not that she was mean. She was just annoying. After spending 7 of your 12 years as her neighbor, it kind of gets on your nerves. Our mothers had been friends as soon as we moved in, and they wanted us to get along just as well. It worked for a while, but it couldn't last. Mom had planned a week at camp for Marina and I right after school ended. It was the last week of 6th grade, and as soon as school got out, I would officially be a middle school student. My sister in high school argued that I wouldn't technically be a student until fall. But what does she know? She can keep her AP courses to herself. As we walked into the classroom, I saw everyone's desk had a bright pink envelope. My best friend Danielle grinned at me from her seat across the classroom. She had gotten her mom to let her throw a school's out party at her house because she has a giant pool in her backyard. Everyone in 6th grade was invited. Of course, it was scheduled right on the week I would be at summer camp. I hadn't told Danielle that I couldn't make it yet. She would be so disappointed. She ran over from her desk and crouched next to me. Are you ready for my party? I just bought a new swimsuit and I can't wait for you to see it. I sighed. I kind of have to go to a dumb camp. I suppose it's better to break the news to her now than later. What? But I have been planning this for a month. Please, can't you change the date or something? She was taking it better than I thought she would. I honestly expect her to hate me for life. Danielle, Samantha, do you have something to share? Mrs. Johnson stormed into the classroom. No thanks. Danielle scooted over to her chair. Now I know there are only 3 days left of school, she paused for a cheer by the students, but that's no reason to get out of work. Open your math books to page 578. The rest of the day went by as fast as peanut butter. After school, I caught up to Danielle to explain that I really didn't want to go to this camp. I did really want to go to her party. My mother was making me, and the world is so unfair. Well, at least it's not your fault. I wish you could have come, though. Danielle gave me her puppy dog eyes as she turned the corner to her house. I was relieved she didn't hate me. As I walked into my house, I decided to talk my way out of going to camp. As soon as my mom got home, I would tell her I wasn't going to camp. I plopped my homework on the table and turned on the TV. I can't believe anybody can give homework 3 days before school lets out. I heard the garage door opening and quickly turned off the TV and sat by my homework. Mom usually wasn't this early. The door opened, and in swept a busy-looking woman. Hi, honey, I'm home. I came home early to help plan for camp. You leave in 3 days, and you've hardly even packed. Do you have any homework? Yes, even though there are only 3 days until school gets out. You just wait. There's more homework coming up in middle school. Get to your homework, and then I'll help you pack. She turned on the water in the sink and started washing dishes. "Mom, would it be okay if I miss camp this year? It would be the first time I went alone, and I'm kind of scared." I tried to look scared. "But honey, you won't be alone. You'll have Marina," she continued washing dishes. "That's why I don't want to go," I thought, frustrated. Plan A failed. Time for Plan B. I finished my homework and trudged up to my room with her to pack for the dumb trip. As I folded clothes, I thought of potential Plan B. I've never pretended to be sick for school, but school is more important than camp, right? It wouldn't be so bad. I've watched movies. All I need to do is a red permanent marker and my portable hair dryer. It had to work. If I spend a whole week with Marina, I would really be sick. I had the plan all laid out in my head. For the last 2 days of school, I would pretend to have a stuffy nose and a cough. It would be a little hard to pull off, since it wasn't flu season, but my mom is always worrying about my health, so I think I can do it. On the last day after my mom drove me home, I would limp up to my room, dot my face, and pretend to fall asleep. I would pull my head under my thick blanket to make my forehead hot. When mom goes to get the thermometer after feeling my forehead, I'd heat it up with my hair dryer. It was foolproof. The plan went perfectly, except that my hair dryer wouldn't heat up the thermometer quite as high as I had hoped, and it was hard pretending to sneeze. My mom believed everything, but I felt a little guilty for lying. I calmed myself down by picturing Marina and I at camp together.
"You."
"Well, I'm sorry, honey, but you just can't go. I know it's a little disappointing, but it wouldn't be any fun being sick at camp. I'll have to leave to take Marina to camp, but I'll be back in less than an hour. I'll have my cell phone with me if you have any problems." My mom sighed. "Marina will be sad you couldn't go." "Bye, Mom." I pretended to be tired. Guilt hit me as my mom sadly walked out of the door. I washed off the marker as soon as I was sure she was gone and went down to the TV. I planned for the rest of the week. I would draw dots fainter for a while and, quote, get better by Tuesday. Then I could go to Danielle's party on Saturday. It was pure genius. All of a sudden, I heard the garage door opening. I slammed down the off button, dashed upstairs and under the covers. Why was Mom home already? I pretended to be asleep. "Samantha, Marina forgot her sleeping bag and her mom isn't home, so I told her she can borrow yours, okay?" My mom spoke as she ran up the stairs into my room. "Sure, Mom." I tried to sound like I just woke up. "Honey, why do you have your glasses on? Were you reading? You really should just get some rest." She stopped pulling my glasses off the face. "Didn't you have dots on your face?" I froze. I knew she had found out. She would make me go to camp and then ground me forever. After a pause, working it out of my head, "Why didn't you tell me you just didn't want to go to camp?" Her voice concerned. "I did. You just ignored me." I held my breath, hoping she didn't ask me why I didn't want this to go this bad. "Why didn't you want to go?" She sounded more mad. I didn't want to say why with Marina right there in the house. "Fine, I'll go." I gave up then and there. I was going to too much trouble and lying to avoid this dumb week with Marina. I'll just go. My mom kept asking me in the car on the way there, but I refused to say anything. When she finally gave up, Marina filled the silence with what she and I were going to do all week. I was so upset. I waited until she mentioned something I hated, just so I could yell at her. I waited and waited. I listened, but everything she was planning was fun. It was unbelievable. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, I realized. Danielle and I can go swimming together when I get back. I might just have fun at this dumb or not so dumb camp. And then there's a note on the bottom that says, "Your story is told with a lot of voice. It's almost as though I can hear the voice of the narrator. You really have You have a real flair for storytelling. I can't wait to read your final product. So I hope you enjoyed that story by Julie Tomasi from 7 years ago or so. And I will talk with you tomorrow. 101.